Track 12. Why you need to see a goshawk right now. Nick Aitchison, now talking as a Norfolk Wildlife Trust ambassador, has something he'd like us all to do.
I need you to go see a goshawk this month. It's important. Choose a bright, late winter day, which starts frosty, but promises blue sky later. Wait until mid-morning, when the winter sun has warmed the air a little, as this will send the hawks aloft. Then head to a block of woodland where you've heard that goshawks live. And wait. Buzzards will most likely be the first hawks that you see. Driven to extinction in much of lowland England by Victorian gamekeepers, buzzards have effected a spectacular recovery over the past 30 years. Happily, they are now common in Norfolk and can easily be seen hunting worms in ploughed fields and mice in stubble, or soaring above woods in early spring, shrieking to declare intent to breed. Most likely you'll see red kites too. They were also hounded from the UK by Victorian gamekeepers, until just a couple of pairs clung on in remote Welsh valleys. Like buzzards, red kites have recently enjoyed a wonderful recovery, though since the British population was so tiny and genetically constrained, they were helped along the way by widespread reintroductions of Spanish and Scandinavian birds. Every time you see a buzzard or red kite in Norfolk, you have to stop and look at it, congratulate its species on bouncing back, remind yourself just how readily we humans bully species to extinction. You may see sparrowhawks too, deft and round-winged, circling in pairs above the wood, a larger brown-barred female, and a dapper little male, his throat and chest the colour of dried apricots. But you are here for goshawks, queens and kings of boreal woods, scourgers of wood pigeons and squirrels. Goshawks have a presence unlike any other birds. When they appear above the woodland canopy, you simply know. Goshawks are deep-chested, heavy-hipped and powerful. Their wing beats in display above a February wood are strong and steady. They are the apex avian predators in woods around the Northern Hemisphere. But why do I insist you look for goshawks this February? For one thing, seeing them is always thrilling as they hurtle chest-first into dives above the woods in which they mean to nest. And this is reason quite enough. But my second reason for seeking them is more important. A goshawk, remember, is an apex predator. It is a sacrament, embodying an ecosystem impossible without all the interactions, genetic, physiological, trophic, which creates the habitat in which it hunts. To see a goshawk is not just to see a goshawk. It is to see the innumerable species which compose the wild space in which it lives. Without the nutrients released from dead wood by saprocyclic invertebrates and fungi, there would be no goshawk. Without the millions of caterpillars which munch through the leaves in spring, there would be no goshawk. Without the blackbird shouting at a glossy strand of ivy where it's found a tawny owl, without these things and countless more, there could be no goshawk. The goshawk is no more important to its ecosystem than any other species, but that is a sign that all these other species exist and interact, together creating a food web intricate enough to support an apex predator. Complexity is nature's fundamental trait. Within most species, there's a wealth of genetic diversity, which is endlessly reshuffled through the masterstroke of sexual reproduction. This diversity is expressed as physical and behavioral differences, adapting individuals differently to their environment. The next layer of complexity is in the interaction of species, including all their individuals, with other species. Together, all these differences and interactions make an ecosystem robust enough to feed a pair of goshawks. We too are apex predators, the most effective predators which have ever existed. We are not the fastest, not by far, nor are we the most muscular, nor do we possess the sharpest teeth, the fiercest claws, the strongest bite. But we have a knife-sharp intellect with which, Throughout our evolution, we have imagined tools. And with these tools, we have become the most successful predator, consuming not just other species with which we share Earth, but also the complex habitats in which they live. It never fails to astonish and to sober me when I read that, of all the animal biomass on Earth, that's all the dry weight of mammals in existence, 96% is composed of humans and our livestock. But the other way, wild mammals make up 4% of all the mammal biomass on the planet. Wild mammals are estimated to have declined by 85% since the rise of human civilization. The reason that this matters is that human beings are apex predators. Our goshawk, diving in display above a Breckland wood, exists only because its environment is rich and diverse enough to feed it. Throughout our species' history, our intellect has helped us dodge the essential biology and chemistry of ecosystems, simplifying landscapes, soils, and watercourses, as though simplification were our primary motivation as a species. But our time as a radically simplifying species is now done, not least because so little wilderness remains to be unpicked. Scientists across the world speak with one voice. We have pushed ecosystems everywhere to the point of failure. As an apex predator, let's not forget, we depend on functioning ecosystems for our own survival. This is why we need to look in awe at diving goshawks. They stand for every organism in the ecosystem which sustain them. Looking, we need to understand that. If human society is to flourish in the future, we must restore the vibrant ecosystems on which our survival depends.